Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, July 1st, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And the most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning is number 1114. Sisters and brothers, I grow my own food, power destroys it. Quote, you want to farm your land, but this government made us completely dependent on imports, he said. All they think of is ransacking the country. The fields are empty. Livestock is finished. To wipe out Turkish agriculture is treason, unquote. Those were two different people from an article in the June 23rd, 2018, New York Times. Now, she is clearly unfamiliar with the concept of the global state, the long-enduring totalitarianism of class, to service which is the purpose of governments in concert, till our thought process becomes globally conscious and consciously collective and catches up to it, encompasses all of it. Such management of we the global people exists to ensure we see ourselves as dependent, see no escape, but see rather as destroyed our ability to be self-sufficient. To have this as ambition, the state's intention, to bring our ability to feed, clothe, and shelter ourselves to ruin is morally evil, an abomination. There is no treason in freedom, no one to betray but oneself, soul. All there is of true power we each and individually own. Governments in concert, all allied against us under Plato's head, create migration, displacement, with war and violence to make quote-unquote cheap labor out of our wholeness, still left, and finesse land grabs, as we see in Nigeria. And this is from an article in the June 26 New York Times. It's rich farmland. They are creating scarcity and divisions and false villains to push us into killing each other for them. We must not let our most vulnerable bear this burden alone. We can think global and organize for the world we want. I speak my mind. Power makes me a target. Do we need plans for how to live? Or do we just need to see the end of the Plato's tribesmen?